Okay, I want to just make sure that if you turn off your video, if you switch it over to a scene, and you turn it off so you can't be seen, can you still see me? Okay, all right.
Yep.
Terrific. Okay, so, the mindfulness of Black history should be a daily awareness, not just February, but it is February. And the gift may be able to spend some time taking stock of where we might be on our own journeys to acknowledge and heal wounds from racism rooted in our country's history of enslavement. So today's meditation will be a reminder and maybe a practice of our personal embodiment of the values and approaches that CTTT offers us. Sometimes I say four T's. I can't stop when I start the T's. And I wanted us to remember the values of our organization. And I'm going to read them off because they're so important. Inclusion, respect and tolerance, honesty, truthfulness, and transparency. Justice, compassion, mercy, and forgiveness. Love, peace and nonviolence. And healing, transformation, and liberation. I just want to give you a little heads up of what's ahead for the next 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes. We're going to start with some breathing and body-centered practices just to calm ourselves, to calm the system, and then move into a body scan, offering us a greatest awareness of those places in our body where we might be feeling some discomfort or holding tension or pain. Then we're going to spend some time gently contemplating our own journeys so far on our CTTT path. If you're not a member, just think about your own relationship to healing from the harms of racial wounds within your own contexts and experiences. And lastly, we're going to take a journey in our imagination. And if appropriate to you, symbolically let go of what may no longer fit for us, inviting in change. Ending this journey at a river, a beautiful journey that I learned from Walter Lubeck, who is the developer of Rainbow Reiki, and taught to me by his student and a close friend of mine, Greta Sibley. And I just want to acknowledge the two of them because I wouldn't have known this otherwise. Greta, the teacher, feels that participation in these meditations is a way to begin to train your unconscious to kind of sort out what is of value to you and what isn't. The intended result is that you hopefully would retain the useful aspects of your experiences in life and then begin to let go of the rest. And we know that that's hard, easier said than done. So before we start, I want to teach you, you may know them already, two breathing techniques I learned from our Qigong teacher, John Grasso, who also happens to be a pulmonary PA. So he understands pulmonary and breathing. It's wonderful to have a teacher that has that medical background. And the first one is called the physiological sigh. And the second is a centering breath, but it may be a little different. We do it within the context of our Qigong. I'm going to actually move my computer back a little bit so you could see me better for that one. But the physiological sigh is taking two inhales, one right on top of the other with the in-breath, and then a long, slow out-breath. This is something you can Google because this is used in hospitals, built into the respiratory machines during COVID. This is amazing thing that's being looked at with psychiatry and psychology for calming anxiety, trauma, or just feeling crappy and trying to be more centered. So the sigh goes like this. Breathe in once. I don't know where those balloons came from. Here we go again. Second time, breathe in. And one more time. The second one is a centering breath, you may or may not know. So you have your hands like this and bring it down just the point of your knees. And come up like this. So breathing in. Breathing out. So we'll do that three times. Somebody in our Qigong group told us just a couple of days ago that she went to her doctor and had a really bad blood pressure. And rather than accepting it, she said, just wait a minute. And she went over to a chair and she did three of the sigh and three of the calming breath and came back, and within a 3 minute time or a 4 minute time she dropped her, I don't remember the number, 30-40 points just in that session. So this isn't just visualizing or being calm, this is actually having a physiological impact. So okay. So let's get comfortable. I think everyone here is sitting up, but if you want to lie down, that's cool too. Try to have a straight back though for better alignment. Make a quick scan, really quick, just to see if there's anything that's obviously of tension. And try to seat yourself so that you're more comfortable. And remembering that the most important part of meditation is not just the breathing, but remembering to get back to the breath. So let's just begin a little few minutes of mindfulness meditation. Paying attention to the breath, breathing in and breathing out. Noticing the breath, noting if one is shorter than the other. letting go of the thoughts and the emotions for now. And they'll pop up again. And know that that's totally normal. It happens to everyone. And the gift of meditation really is that very point, that second at which you remember to get yourself back to the breath. Now, as you're breathing, beginning to place your attention on the different areas of your body through a scan, noticing what that part is feeling, perhaps letting go of any tension or pain that you feel. So let's start with our toes. And the bottom of the feet, being aware of being grounded with your feet straight on the floor, feeling that connection with any roots that might be coming down, and the top of the feet. And the ankles. The shins, calves, thighs, and hamstring. These are the places where so much tension is gathered, and we don't even know it. So conscious letting go is a gift to yourself. The buttocks, the lower belly, the area that's the hara or the dantian, kind of the seat of our entire system energetically. The stomach. And all those inner parts of us that we don't know well, the liver, the lungs, the gallbladder and pancreas and kidneys, the lungs, and the heart. Breathing in and out from these parts and to these parts. And now the lower back, the middle back, the upper back, shoulders, arms, wrists, hands, and fingers. And finally, the neck. And the jaw, the mouth, the nose, eyes, forehead, the ears, and the top of head. Breathing in and out. Perhaps a little bit more settled now, less tension. And if you do feel a tension or pain, focus on that one part, breathing in and out, as though giving healing energy to that part. And now we'll spend a little time gently contemplating our own journeys so far on our CTTT path, or on the whole issue of racial justice, any kind of justice, thinking about our relationship to healing from racial wounds. Each one of us has our own relationship to this thing that we've committed ourselves to, whether it's with CTTT or another organization or both. Where are we on that journey? What have we let go of? What have we gained? What more is ahead on our journey? And now we're going to go on a little journey in our minds or imaginations. So in the realm of your mind, you will travel to a beautiful place in nature, a place where you might have been or a place you'd like to go to, or a picture you've seen in a magazine. a place where you feel safe and are moved by the beauty. And when you find such a place or imagine such a place, spend a little time here, fully embodied. Take stock of what you're seeing if you can see, but for those who have difficulty visualizing, you could think to yourself, if I were to see something, what would I see? If I were to smell something, what would I smell? Or if I were to hear something, what would I hear? Am I alone? Are there other people? You might note the presence of any water, a pond, or a stream, or an ocean. Feeling the temperature, or the presence of a breeze. Allow impressions to come in quickly and just trust that inner part of yourself. Some people may call it the inner child who inhabits the unconscious realm and is highly intuitive. Trust whatever is coming in. And if you start thinking too much or questioning what you experience, just remember it's your conscious mind or your ego wanting to control the experience and maintain the status quo. And if this happens, that's okay. It does happen. Bring yourself back and just receive impressions. What is it like for you there? Now, whether you're sitting or lying down, imagine there is a gentle river running along the length of your spine from top to bottom, all the way from your topmost vertebrae to your tailbone. This river comes from infinity and it returns to infinity. The river asks, are you willing and ready to give any remaining resistance to me so that I can transform it for you? And if you do feel ready for this transformation, try to locate in your body or heart or mind a point of resistance, which we all have. doubt, impatience, cynicism, some point of tension. And exhale strongly and send it with the power of your breath into the river. And as you continue breathing, maybe giving more points of resistance to the river. And as you do, the tissues in and around your spine begin to relax more and more. Let the river gently loosen the patterns of tension in your body, your mind, and your heart. Remembering to exhale and send any such resistance with the power of your breath into the river. The river will take it for you. Let the river gently loosen these patterns of negativity and doubt or anger, anxiety. And just the way a river rearranges the stones on the riverbed, this river flowing through your spine is gently adjusting your vertebrae so that they come into their best possible position, their healthiest, fullest functioning. Deep relaxation in your spine is reverberating out along all the nerves attached to your spine, and your body is very happy for this. And while you are letting this process to go on, you might realize more accurately who you are, who you have always been, and now decide to be again. Remember that the river is gently loosening the patterns of tension in your body, your mind, and your heart. And now it is time to come back slowly, slowly, quietly to yourself. Count back from 10 to 1 with me in your mind, not your voice. 10, 9, 8. Why don't you wiggle your toes and move your feet? 7, 6, 5, move your arms and your legs. 4, 3, open your eyes slowly. 2, 1, and look around.